Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. It is Retro Week, so let's go ahead and get started. And so I had to stay after school. I dragged my feet to the counseling room at the end of the hall. Damn, what's she going to say? Miss Hase was our assistant homeroom professor, so she was to counsel me and inquire further into that book. Woo! I know it was stupid of me to pull out that book in the middle of class, but I just couldn't control myself. It was getting worse these days. Maybe I just had a stronger sex drive than others. As I mulled this over in my head, I arrived in front of the counseling office. Excuse me. I slowly opened the door. Eh? She's not here yet. I shut the door and sat down. I could hear the faint sounds of after-school activities drifting in from the hall. Theater club going over their lines, brass band practicing their songs. Woo! I thought I could push away my anxiety with that sigh, but a certain hopelessness still lingered. I'm doomed. Of all the things that could go wrong, Miss Hase had found that book. Well, there's also the fact that I was reading that book exactly because it was her class. Of course it would be Miss Hase that caught me reading a novel about a female teacher. What could I do? I like her. But no matter how much a student and professor like each other, there's nothing they can do about it. There's just no way for a young man like me to take on an adult woman like her, even if she's rather clumsy and childish herself. Masturbating in front of an erotic novel is the best one can do. I collapsed on the desk. The smooth veneer felt good. It reminded me that this was the second time I had been called to Miss Hase's office. The first time I had just become a sophomore. Well, let's see. From this year on, I'll be your teacher, assistant homeroom teacher, and I'll be in charge of your social studies class. She had flushed a deep red, sweating nervously the whole time, and flustered, she bowed her head. She didn't seem like a teacher at all. It's more like she just entered college. She was so childish. I thought she sure was cute. So I'll be a freshman along with you. Sensei, we're sophomores. Oh? Ah! Sorry, you're right. You're all my seniors, aren't you? There's no way that us students are senior to a working adult. Isn't that a little mean, Shigeaki? She didn't mean anything by it. Sorry. Don't apologize like that. Sorry! She bowed and bang! She knocked her head on the surface of the podium. Ow! The class burst out laughing, but this was a positive response. And so, I might be an inexperienced professor, but I'll give it all of my effort, so I do hope you'll welcome me here. Everyone quieted down. The teacher surveyed the classroom with hesitation. Did I say something wrong? A cynical silence. And of course it was Shigeaki who opened his mouth to respond. So teacher, what's your name? Her lasting impression was made. She was a ditz. So sorry, it's Chiri. Chiri-sensei. Your last name? It's Chiri Hase. The class exploded with laughter, but the professor looked like she was about to cry. Kinda slow, eh, Chie-chan? She was going to continue saying something, but it was cut off by all the laughter and jeering whistles. I didn't think it was so clear whether we were just making fun of her or... So cute, Jerry! It was like the jeering in some idol rock concert somewhere. Here's a message from your homeroom teacher. Tell me your size! Do you have a boyfriend? Pushing his luck a little, a little too far. Who's ever on duty today, please distribute the handouts. What color panties are you wearing? That old pervert, Shigeaki. Tears swam in her big eyes. Are you still a virgin by any chance? A tear rolled down her cheek. I stood up in a flash. Miss Hase, I'm on duty today. Please give me the handout so I can distribute them. That was a lie. No one had been picked yet, since the term had only just begun. Thank you. She said this with a faltering voice. A smile broke out on her face as she continued to cry. I left my desk and took the handouts and began to pass them out, ignoring the continued babble of my classmates. Sorry about that, guys. hey, you! I think it was the same day as I began to leave school. I'd been called to stop in the hallway, and turning around, I found that dim-witted teacher of earlier in the day. Guessing what she wanted to ask, I went on ahead and answered. My name's Kota Koikawa. Her face filled with joy. Oh, it's Mr. Koikawa, isn't it? Koikawa. Mr. Koikawa. Her happy face repeating those words over again, just like a child. I thought she was kind of sweet. It wasn't just what I thought about her, but how I felt, too. Was there something else? Oh, yes. Just about what happened earlier. What should I say? She faced me, blushing slightly, and several of the students turned and watched with an odd look on their faces. She noticed and blushed again. But how about going somewhere we can talk, like the counselor's office? And she set off. Sensei. Yes? She looked back at me as I spoke. The office, it's that way. Oh! She blushed even more, then, confused, she took my hand and led the way. Of course, every student nearby gave us strange stares. When the door slammed shut, she finally noticed she was holding my hand. Sorry! As if she were touching a hot pan, she tore her hand from mine. It's okay, so what is it? Back to business, she asked me to sit as she sat down opposite. Thanks for earlier, Mr. Oikawa. It's Koikawa. Sorry, I'm not very good at remembering people's names. Is this woman alright? Thank you, Mr. Koikawa. You rescued me. She bowed her head. Ow! Again, she smacked her head against the desk. I figured she'd do that. I've always had a hard time speaking in front of people. Today was my first day and I was tense. I panicked. As she rubbed her forehead, she stuck out her tongue. If you hadn't helped me, I might have started crying. You did start crying. Oh, I'm so hopeless, but I am the teacher. Sensei. What? She flashed me a smile. Such a youthful, smiling face. I think you have to be a bit more firm or else you're just going to be looked down on. Yeah, you're right. It's the first day and I thought I'd whip him into shape, but no, I'm no good at it. She slumped over on top of the desk. This didn't feel like a conversation between teacher and student, but more like between friends. You can't be like that. It really wasn't a good thing. If any teacher acted like this, they could never be a professor, so I thought, but for some reason I felt happy. Sensei, if there's anything I can do to help, please tell me. She lifted up her face a bit and gave a big smile. Thanks, I'll have to depend on you. My heart leapt up out of my chest. Ah. Woo, to have students worrying about me. I really am a pitiful teacher. No, no, not at all. You could do a great job, and even though everyone was jeering at you, that wasn't to make fun of you. It's just because you're so cute. Rude. But she gave me a slightly bashful look. That's awful, making a fool of an adult. That? They're just joking around with you, I... She stood up. Thanks. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you how grateful I am. Right. Well, there's a teacher's meeting I have to attend. Right. As she walked out of the counseling room, she turned back towards me. Thank you so much. I'll be counting on you, Mr. Okagawa. It's Koikawa. Again. She smacked herself lightly on the head, then left. I think she's a few cans short, don't you? I smelled a hint of something sweet lingering in the room. I felt my lungs tighten. The door slid open. Sorry I'm late, I was held up by Miss Kanai. Miss Hase's pattering footsteps immediately pulled me from my memories and back into reality. Right. Sorry, really, Instead of sitting down on the chair, she'd fallen down flat. Her skirt flipped up around her crotch area. Ouch. Almost, just a little more. Laughing awkwardly, she got back up and then sat down properly. Oof. Okay, well, to put it simply, the reason you're here today... This kind of book. Aren't you a little young to have this kind of book? Yes. I couldn't look her straight in the eye, and my eyes dropped to her knees. As she leafed through the paperback book, she crossed her legs. Wow, this is a regular old paperback book. We're not talking about a porno magazine here. Chie's skirt was pushed up past her hips and her panties pulled down to her ankles. Her Her legs were forced apart, revealing her privates sheltered in a thick, lush jungle of hair. Wow, you can tell this is definitely dated. The student's rough fingers violated her. The room rang with hot noises. Wow, you're already wet, Chie. Oh, she let loose a long, despairing sigh. But there was still a flirtatiousness in her voice. And so, while her heart disdained her student's tyranny, a ripe woman's body betrayed her and she burned with passion. This is torture! My teacher slammed the book shut and looked over at me. Well, Mr. Koikawa, why were you reading such a book in the middle of class? I got the sense she was mocking me a bit. Even if I tell her why. Well, it's pretty obvious this is no social studies reference book. True! Isn't it easy to see that just by glancing at the cover? Well then, what is it? Won't you tell me? I couldn't say it. What? Would you say it clearly? It looked like she was having some fun with this. It's pornography. Actually, it's erotica. What's the difference? Pornography is usually pictures, and erotica is usually literature. Hence the website Literotica. But you can also call like an erotica as an adult film or a game, erotic game, because eroge, what does that mean? Adult game or erotic game, right? But erotica is normally reserved for literature. That's what I thought anyway, because people don't write pornography. They produce pornography, but they write erotica. That's the difference. I answered with my head held low. She let loose a sigh. Woo, so it is. It's a naughty book. Right. You bought this yourself? Yes. Really? I watched her check the cover. A woman wearing an unbuttoned dark blue suit pushing out her butt and spreading her legs in front of a blackboard. It was that kind of design. Female teacher Chie in her seductive extracurricular lesson. Man, to read it out loud in such a blatant manner. Even Mr. Koikawa has such interests. It's a bit of a surprise. Ah. Even though I was a perfectly sound and healthy guy, I collected not just one, but two, three, even four pornographic books. Erotica. Collected, but you see, it's a private pleasure, so of course it's kept secret. It's a bit different having it recited to me by this beautiful teacher and trying to deceive her. Hey, her name's similar to mine, isn't it? Suddenly, she hit it right on the mark. Now, folks, this is just a hentai game. It's not supposed to condone recent events of teachers sleeping with students, which... when this game was made in 2000-ish, was not a thing. Like, it was rare. There wasn't woman sleeps with student, woman sleeps with student, woman sleeps with student like we have now. But that seems to be the thing. So we're not condoning that. This is fiction. This is 120% fiction. please don't think of this as a condoning of the real life events between teachers and students. Some of them very underage and some of them very disgusting. All right. Maybe while you were doing it, you thought of me? Doing it? Doing it, she said, as if she were accusing me of being some pervert committing a sin. I didn't. I had already several times today. Oh, really? That's too bad. I'm not surprised. Wait, what? That's too bad? Disappointed at a time like this? She lifted her face and a meaningful smile played across her lips. Our eyes met. The temperature of my face suddenly leapt by 10 degrees. Surely one of the fastest jumps in temperature ever recorded. She recrossed her legs again. I was hoping, but no. Hoping? By hoping, she means what she had just asked? Longing for the forbidden fruit between professor and student in an after-school class. Does she long to deep-throat me just like the older woman in Emmanuel or Basic Instinct? Oh, wow. We are really going back in time here. For those of you who aren't aware, Emmanuel was a very popular series of softcore, and I think some of them may even got a little bit of hardcore, but it was a pornography. It was a softcore porn in the 90s. Obviously, we know Basic Instinct. There's actually a comic series on Basic Instinct. Unfortunately, the publisher does not do digital copies, so none of the Basic Instinct books have been released. They're also the same company that's been doing some heavy metal band ones. They did one that was, I don't even really want to call them heavy metal, but Sleep Token, they have just announced that they're going to be putting that out soon. But yeah, there's a Basic Instinct book that I'd like to get my hands on and put on the channel, but then they'd be like, hey, then we can't sell it. So yeah, maybe not. But it exists. And Emmanuel, you can find in places. I've been able to find a few movies of it, but there's several. And it took me quite a while to get them. Old porn is getting tough to find, and I'm talking about not just streaming, I'm talking about getting it as, like, collecting it. I've been collecting a lot of classics. Because you won't be seeing anything like it. Not now. Everything's really hardcore, and a lot of the characters and things that were done, and even the music, is gone. I've talked about this before at length, though. So let's get on with it. Is this like now that Grandpa and Grandma finally discovered the crane lady weaving her magical cloth, they'll receive her gifts, but if she doesn't fly back to the moon, everything will vanish because of the magic treasure box? What? Miss? My throat went dry. She narrowed her eyes and asked me once more. Did you think of me? I did. The corner of her lips slanted up, quite different from a woman's usual smile. Well then. She stood and slowly walked closer to me. Mr. Koikawa, do you want to see me like in that book? She softly touched my shoulders. I do. I got it bad. Ah, for teacher. But miss? Do you want to? She whispered into my ear. Her breast hit tenderly against my shoulder. My member hardened and grew erect, almost enough to tear through my school pants. Like the Hulk, damn it. I do. Is that so? Her warm breath tickled my ear. Ah! Her hand slid down, stretching over me like a tent, reaching down towards the region between my legs. Already so hard. She said with laughter in her voice as she reached for my zipper. Damn. Miss? Mr. Koikawa, I'm so surprised! She reached for my lap. She knelt between my legs and glanced up at me. Such a cute face, but you're so hard down here. And suddenly she slipped her fingers under my pants. Wah! Her cool fingers felt up the backside of my shaft. And with no more than that, I almost went into spasms. So hard. And before I knew it, my member spilled into my teacher's fingers. And so hot. Slowly her hand went up and down. Ah! Mrs. Hase! You're crying out like a girl, Mr. Koikawa. As she giggled, she began to rub the tip with one side of her hand. Well, why? My loins melted in ecstasy. A milky liquid rose to the top of my manhood. Already wet? You're so bad. Just like that, she slowly brought her face down towards my member. Her lips touched it. I couldn't believe it. What a sultry face the childish Miss Chiari had. So much for making this a safe for work video. Cute. Her lips lightly held the tip, tickling it. Slurp. She sucked on it. Well, ah! Ha! How does this compare to what you imagine? Slurp. She asked with a mischievous look in her eyes. It's so, good. It felt so different from my own hands, so soft, wet, and warm. She clung to that part of me. I'm so glad. Suddenly her pink lips opened wide and she went all the way down on my shaft. Ah. As wet sounds filled my ears, I was hit with pleasure all the way to the crown of my shaft. This. As she spoke with it in her mouth, the vibration hit my shaft until I felt like it would explode. Ah! Ah! So slippery inside of her mouth. Hot. She says, my, you want it? All the up and down motion chafed and my member felt raw. Ah, yes, yes. Yes, I'm happy. I felt like she would suck me into her. She looks so sexy now, her cheeks sucking and twisting around my member in an impossibly hot manner. But I thought she was beautiful like that. Ah. Ah! I'm going to come! Wow, they've actually spelled come C-O-M-E. It's okay. Come! And she moved back and forth ever more intensely. Ah, but in your mouth? I'll catch it. I'll do that for you. I had reached the limit of my control. I was about to come into my professor's mouth that always spoke of acts, treaties, the Constitution, and national diet. My semen into that mouth. Boy, that's a weird way to think about it. I'm going to come! Well, he's just trying to make sure that her national diet, you know, is taken care of. She's getting her protein in. Do it! Come! Slurp! And that instant, I... Ah! As I went into spasms, I gushed forth a massive amount of semen into tissue paper. What? A pale, yellowish, sticky goo was caught in my hot hands. Ah! What a mess! I wiped at it in frustration. Of course, Miss Chiari hadn't been there to catch it in her mouth. I was alone in my room with my lower half completely nude. If I looked down on myself objectively, what a miserable spectacle I would be. Ah! Ah! I rolled up the tissue and tossed it in the trash, then pulled up my pajama pants. If there's any other Duke lines, I'll read them like that, too. I did it again. I had a sinking feeling as the self-hatred bore down on me. I felt like I had dishonored the woman I longed for. What's wrong with me? I thought back to my after-school appointment. So, in short, the reason why I asked you here today, opening her binder, she continued. Well, Mr. Koikawa, you fell a bit behind in the term final. What's wrong? I was relieved it wasn't what I thought it'd be. Sorry. Oh, don't be sorry. Try your best, but if you're not feeling well, you can't help it, can you? Okay. Is there anything troubling you? It's okay to tell me. That's not it. There's nothing wrong. She leaned her head towards me in doubt. Koikawa-kun, you're an honors student. It's not really a problem if your grades slip a bit, but as your assistant homeroom teacher, I'm a little concerned. Nothing's wrong. I just wasn't trying to study, I told her. Oh, really? She sighed. Well, you helped me with things. I think you helped make me stronger. I'm a bit of a lousy professor, but if there's anything I can do to help, you'll let me know, won't you? Yes, she remembered. Hearing that alone, I knew how kind she was. So if you have any trouble, I want to help. And maybe she could, but that's impossible. I yearn to be her lover. It's okay, I'll try to catch up during summer vacation. Oh, good. Don't force yourself, though. Just do what you can. You're a serious guy, so I'm sure you'll be fine. Right. That's all I wanted to say. You say you're all right, then I can believe you, right? Unconditional faith is a heavy burden. Well then, you're free to go home. I have a meeting after this. Okay, goodbye. I stood up and bowed my head and headed towards the door. Oh, right. I looked back as she raised her voice. Well, she started to blush. It seemed difficult to say. What is it? Yes, that. She put a hand to her heart and sighed. Then she said it. Well then, in class, in the middle of class, it's important to focus. Today. Oh, of course. Next time, I'll be more careful. Oh, I'm not mad at you, just that your grades are slipping. Sorry. She bowed her head. Don't apologize, but it is your responsibility as a student to study. Yes. Since I understood why she was worried, I didn't protest. That's all. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Okay. With an anxious glance, I exited the room. Ah! Even if I try not to think about it, it's no good. My teacher's face happens to float before my eyes, and like before, every kinky idea flies through my mind, and all I can do is try to control myself. As I worry endlessly and constantly fail to control myself, I'm using up more and more tissue. Since this is all I do with my time, my grades have begun to slip. I sighed and crawled onto my bed. Bedtime! I'll have a wet dream of my teacher. Oh, the teachers are discussing this now. Alright, so, we'll get back with this one a little later. This is Retro Week, and of course we'll definitely be doing a little more of that. So, probably gonna do some Sagara Family next. And of course, Heart to Roommate, stuff we haven't done in quite a while, but it is Retro Week. And we only have about 2 days to really roll it, so we'll try to bring you some retro games this week. Alright guys, I'm out.